Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi Land, we entered chapter 10 of Zevachim Kol HaTadir about precedence, which offering comes first. And we saw the rule that whatever is more common, what happens every day, comes first. For example, the Ola, the Tamid, the everyday constant offering, which is offered every day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. In Mishnah Bet, we got into things that are more kadosh. It's hard to translate that word exactly as holy. Things that are more special or have more going on would come first and priority be offered first before other things. Now, Mishnah Gimel continues that theme. Habachor kodem lemaiser. A firstborn animal comes before a maiser, a tithe animal. Mipnei shekidushato mirechem. Because the bechor is actually sanctified from the womb of the mother animal. A maiser does not become sanctified until, you know, at the end of the season, someone puts all his animals in the pen and counts them all out, and every tenth animal is marked as maiser. V'nechal lekohanim, and the bechor is only eaten by kohanim. Now recall, a bechor tam, one with no blemish, must be taken to the temple as an offering, and parts are eaten by the kohanim. A bechor that gets a mum, gets a blemish, and it cannot become an offering, is eaten by the kohanim at home. Versus the maaser, which can be eaten by anyone. The next example, hamaser kodem leofot, a maaser animal comes before a bird offering, mipnei shehu zevach, a maaser gets a zvicha, which is a shechita with a knife, whereas the birds we saw get malika. We talked about this in chapter 6. V'yeshbo kodshei kodshim, and they have something that's highly holy, damo ve'emor, meaning the blood and the limbs that go up on the mizbeach. So it's not that the offering of maaser is kodshei kodshim, it's that parts of it are applied to the mizbeach, and parts of it are burned on the mizbeach, and the rest eaten. Whereas the bird, well, a bird chatat at least, only has the blood applied to the mizbeach, and nothing from the body goes on the altar. Mishnah Dalad, ha'ofot kodmi l'menachot. Bird offerings come before a mincha, a meal offering, mipnei shehen minei damim, because there is blood involved. Most karbanot deal with blood going on the mizbeach, and that includes the birds. Next example, minchat chote. The mincha brought by someone who sinned, and they can't afford to bring an animal for a chata. We talk about the Torah talks about this in Vayikra chapter 5. This is kodemet leminchat nedava, comes before a volunteered, donated mincha, mipnei shehi ba'a lechet, because it's coming to atone and fix, be mechaper, for a transgression. And this teaches it's important to take care of our obligations before we try to go above and beyond and give donations. Of course, in Avodat Hashem also, it's important to fulfill halacha lemaise, to fulfill the Shulchan Aruch and the halacha, before we try to think about adopting any extra stringencies above and beyond that. Finally, the Mishnah adds chatat ha'of, a bird chatat, kodemet le'olat of, is offered before an ola, an elevation offering from a bird's, vechen bechekdesha, and so too when we sanctify the bird offerings. Now again, as we saw yesterday, the hatat is mechaper, and the ola is nice, and sometimes it's mechaper al bittul asay, and not performing a positive commandment, but it doesn't have the same effect as a chata. Now, when we say hen v'kekdesha, this means when someone is sanctifying their pair of birds, birds usually come two at a time, one chatat, one ola. When someone's sanctifying the birds, they should say, first, this is the chatat, then this is the ola. Then they'll bring this, it's called ken mufureshet, it's designated pair of birds to the temple. If someone just buys a pair of birds, it's a ken stuma, it's an undesignated pair of birds, then they'll give them to the kohen, they'll say, this is just undesignated, you go ahead. The kohanim will take both birds, and the first he'll make a chatat, and the second he'll make an olat of. Yishar kochachem, tizkud mitzvot.